This is Allison Stanfield, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Today, I want to introduce you to a tool called SlideShare. SlideShare at slideshare.net is a presentation tool that can help you promote your art to a whole new audience at no cost. If you have images and access to Microsoft PowerPoint or Apple Keynote, you can make a SlideShare presentation. Harriet Estelle Berman of the Ask Harriet blog says SlideShare is her favorite method for promoting her art online. Her SlideShare site, which is slideshare.net/HARRIETE, includes a number of presentations of her artwork. I recommend watching Averse Obsession. It's a 2-minute look at Harriet's chocolate pot with the same name and is very entertaining. So there are 6 steps involved in creating a SlideShare presentation. Step 1, create an account at slideshare.net. To add your profile after creating your account, look under your name in the upper right corner of the page. It's under personal information rather than public profile, which I thought was kind of confusing. The best general art category to choose is strangely titled photography/arts, so you can look for that also. Step 2. Write a script for your presentation. Don't skip this step. Write a script. What's the story behind your presentation? What's the focus? Will you use audio? Will you add text to your slides, or will you just have images of yourself and your art? Any way you look at it, you need to map out the order and content of your slides. Step 3, create your presentation in PowerPoint or Keynote, just like you would any other PowerPoint or Keynote presentation. Step 4, record any audio. This requires some technology know-how. While audio is optional, it adds a whole new dimension to your presentation. Step 5, upload your file to your SlideShare site. Be patient because it can take some time for a large file to upload. Step 6 is where your art marketing action comes in. You have to tell people about it. You can add your SlideShare presentations to your website and to social media accounts, including YouTube. While you want to share your work with those who know you, don't forget the added benefits of having a SlideShare site. Harriet says, most of the people watching my SlideShare presentations are not watching the presentation on my website, but discovering my work on SlideShare itself or on some other social networking site. So get ready to welcome a new audience. Now, if you want more details on how to use SlideShare, Harriet has created a special 8-page report. It includes screenshots, specific information on how to create audio, along with some suggested resources. Harriet's special report is my September gift to my Art Marketing Action newsletter subscribers. Well, it's my gift and Harriet's gift. So if you're not a newsletter subscriber, you can still get that gift by going to artbizcoach.com/subscribe and subscribing to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast. That's not the end of it, though. All my newsletter subscribers get a monthly gift each and every month. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.